Tonight on Eagles Nightly, the Eagles transition into the regular season.
Preseason, it matters, but it doesn't matter. This is where it starts for real.
Michael Vick knows that the time is now.
Now it's all about just seizing the moment.
We answer the five biggest questions facing the Eagles.
I think the roster has plenty of talent, veteran experience, and there's a hunger from last year.
Eagles Nightly starts right now. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the 2012 debut of Eagles Nightly right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We have a great show as we begin to preview the Week 1 showdown between the Eagles and the Cleveland Browns. Over the weekend, the Eagles finalized their 53-man roster, and around the locker room, the players can look to one another and know who they're going to battle with beginning this Sunday in Cleveland.
You know, we know this is our team. These are the guys that, you know, we're going to go try to contend for a championship with, and you know, as I look around the locker room, I feel good about it. We all do. You know, we feel like we have a great chance, and that's all you want.
It's definitely a difference. I think it's the mindset. I mean, you always look to go out and have a good game and play well, but it's a big difference. I think when you know, okay, this game matters. You're gonna play a whole game no matter what. This is the guys you're going with, so it makes it a big difference.
The preseason is over and finally in the books, and while it was a perfect one for the Eagles, with the regular season just days away, there is a new sense of urgency, a need for the team to prove itself after a very disappointing 2011 campaign.
You know, we feel like there's a need to win, and win quickly, you know, and you know, Coach Reed talked to us today about, you know, just staying the course, maintaining our focus, and you know, going out there week in and week out and controlling what we can control. You know, we can sit and talk all day till our faces turn blue, but until we get out there, you know, we still got to go out and make it happen. So, you know, as a team, we're just excited about the opportunity we have to go out and try to have some success. And, you know, we got a lot of things to fight for, every individual in this locker room.
It's definitely a sense of urgency to get things done and to get things done fast and start off on a good note. So things are picked up, you know, mentally and locked into what we're doing, and you know, physically it's being on everything we're doing. So things are picked up, and you know, it's time for the season to get rolling.
With the team missing the playoffs in 2011, the hunger to reach the postseason is bigger than ever, especially for quarterback Michael Vick, who fully understands that the time to win a Super Bowl is now.
You know, it's been a while since I've played in a playoff game. I don't think we took it for granted. You know, we just didn't seize the moment. And now it's all about just seizing the moment, you know, getting that opportunity and taking full advantage of it. You know, as a team, we just want to, you know, put ourselves in the position to compete. And I think that's where it all starts. You know, our short-term goals are to, you know, be the best that we can be, you know, week in and week out, and, you know, ultimately play into the postseason.
With Juan Castillo entering his second year as defensive coordinator, the expectations are that the defensive side of the football will be much improved in 2012. The players in the locker room share the exact same sentiment as they have seen how far this unit has come along in recent months.
We've come a long way. You know, we're definitely coming into our own. You know, and we're definitely finding an identity for ourselves. And me being a new member of the defense, I think that's a whole part of it. You know, the whole defense coming along together. So, you know, along with Brandon Boykins, Cox, you know, all the young guys coming in, you know, to our own and being able to help and provide for this defense the way we're supposed to.
We had a full training camp, full OTAs, full mini camp to get things adjusted. Brought in some quality guys like D'Amico Ryans, drafted a guy, Kendricks, inserted them and got quality reps, and now we're just growing together in the defense.
I don't even think it's going to be fair at some point because we watched tape from last year at the end of the season, and we watched practice tape, preseason tape of same guys, and it was you kind of got goosebumps just watching it. So now that everyone's kind of been immersed in this defense, it's just going to be real special.
The Eagles defense has a very interesting matchup in week one when they take on a Browns offense that is fortified by a number of first and second year players. Probably none more promising than rookie running back Trent Richardson. Now, Richardson missed the entire preseason with a knee injury that hampered him back during the draft process. However, he practiced on Monday, and all signs indicate that he will play against the Eagles. What do the Eagles expect from the first-round pick? D'Amico Ryans and Michael Kendricks weigh in.
Trent, strong runner, great vision, smart player. I watched him at Alabama, so, I've seen his strength. He's strong as, you know, an ox, so it's going to be a good game.
You know, when you're facing a young quarterback, young running back, you want to, you know, give them different looks, confuse them, and you know, want to go out and dominate against the young guys, because it's going to be a first game. Of course, you know, guys should be a little bit nervous about their first game, so we want to make it even harder on them.
Still to come on Eagles Nightly, we will take a trip to Love Park where some Angry Birds look to do some damage before their bout with the Browns. But next up, we will debut our Cover 2 segment and see if there's any reason to worry about a letdown in Cleveland. Keep it right here for Eagles Nightly for that and a whole lot more after this break.